T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker. Violent weekend in the area, really, here. WWL Radio, Danny Monteverde from our friends WWL TV joins us right now, who is one of the rising stars over at WWL. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm well, sir. And you?
Doing fine, all things considered.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Let's start with what time last night and how all of this unfolded, if you will.
Well, sure. It was about 6:45 last night. There was an NOPD detective who was doing a follow-up investigation into, I believe it was two armed robberies in the NOPD's 6th District. Now, that area, in layman's terms, the 6th Police District, is kind of this wedge-shaped slice of the city, central city, parts of the Garden District, some of those neighborhoods that kind of hug the river right there. So again, a detective was following up on an investigation into two armed robberies there, comes across the suspect in those armed robberies near the corner of Elk and Canal. He apparently calls for some uniformed officers to arrive. They try to stop the suspect. At that point, according to police, he opens fire, and the police return fire. That's New Orleans police return fire. Suspect then runs away toward Tulane Avenue, apparently tries to hide somewhere near Tulane Hospital. And this all apparently happens within several seconds, but then state police arrive as well. And one of them returns, one of them fires upon the subject as well. What ultimately happened, though, unfortunately, is that in the crossfire, and this is kind of the headline today, obviously, is 5 innocent bystanders were struck by bullets. Police say one of those people is in critical condition. There was another scene in Uptown, actually, related to this. That was an officer, a New Orleans police officer, who was trying to rush to this scene in the CBD. His car, an unmarked unit, hit another one near Napoleon and South Saratoga, flipped over. Now, that officer is okay, but again, the big headline out of this is that 5 innocent bystanders struck by crossfire, apparently, as police were trying to stop and question an armed robbery suspect. And we should note, too, that suspect is now dead. He was hit and later died at the hospital.
Of course, the big question, Danny, when you talk about the headline is, whose bullets hit whom? And I guess they'll continue the investigation. The FBI, as I understand it, is involved in that to see who, if it was, I guess, the police officers that shot the civilians or the bad guy?
That's right, yeah. It's one of these things where the NOPD has what's called the Force Investigative Team. They investigate officer-involved shootings. State police has its own internal unit that does that. And as you noted, the FBI is involved as well. The reality of it is that in the immediate moments after this, you just cannot tell whose bullets hit whom. And so, yeah, there's going to have to be a lot of testing done to try to figure out if this was gunfire from the suspect's gun that struck these people, or if it was the bullets from officers, whether NOPD or state police, but to see if it was their bullets that hit these victims as well, or if it was some combination of the two. There's that possibility as well.
Yeah, I would think ballistics would be able to pretty well clear that up. Danny, let me ask you this. I got a text about this earlier, and it might be too early to even bring any of this up because we don't know. But is there any way, or was there any talk given to the fact that this guy, if he was wanted for armed robbery or was a suspect, that he should have been considered armed and dangerous? And could there have been a way where the police could have followed him or surveilled him in some way and tried to take him in an area that wasn't so crowded?
Well, yeah, and that is one of those questions that is hard to answer, not being a trained police officer. Now, one of the other reporters at the press conference last night did ask Police Chief Sean Harrison something along those lines, and he did give the answer that ultimately what police officers are trained to do is to get rid of any sort of threat. Now, I guess there are the questions, though, and this reporter alluded to it. It was 6:45 p.m. On a Sunday night at a busy intersection in downtown New Orleans. So I guess those are questions that ultimately will have to be asked, and the NOPD will have to answer as well about those practices, because it is a valid point that, you know, that corner right there, for the listeners who might not be familiar with it, there's a bus stop right there at Canal and Elk, and it's a heavily populated area.
I have never been at that corner, Danny, where it has not been full of people.
Yeah, it's sort of a major transit hub. You know, the same thing. It's always full of people. I think it is a valid question, and it probably will require a little more drilling into to get that answer. But again, the early answer from Police Chief Ferguson saying that, you know, when someone fires at an officer, we have to do what we can to stop that.
At that point, I realize that. Yeah, Danny, we got to run. I appreciate your time, and I think you do a heck of a job as a journalist at Channel 4.
Well, thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that.
You have a good day. All right, Danny Monteverde, our guest, he was out there last night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.